Right now, time to bring in Pat Pagano. Take a look at our tri-state forecast. Pat, good morning.
And a good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody.
Now, before we get going, I want to mention to people we're starting a new feature here on the Breakfast Club this morning. Not only are we featuring our current forecast every hour, but in the 6 o'clock hour, of course, we speak to Pat live. In the 7 o'clock hour, we will have travel weather from Pat Pagano, in addition to the regular weather. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have weather across the United States from Pat Pagano as well. Well, there you go.
Yep. Busy bees, is it, you know, compiling all of this data so we could get a pretty good sampling of what's going on across the United States. And, you know, right now, I guess our main concern is the new Arctic front that is coming down across the Great Lakes. And it will cause increasing clouds here today, and it's going to be mild, about 40. And then tonight, as the front gets closer, late tonight, we're talking after midnight, light snow, light, 30 to 35. Tomorrow morning at this time, some scattered snow showers. As far as accumulations, they should be an inch or less.
I'm glad you said that, because some of the TV stations are calling for 1 to 3 inches.
Yeah, I've seen that, 1 to 3 all over the place. I think the best chance of 1 to 3 is probably going to extend from, I would think, the Poconos through northern New Jersey and the lower Hudson Valley and maybe southwestern Connecticut. You know, on south, maybe to Long Island. But I still think 3 is a bit high. But if those places do get 3, especially when you get down near the coast, the 3 is likely on lawns and rooftops and things like that, and not on the main roads. So that's the good thing, yeah. And tomorrow, we'll start in the low 30s, and the temperatures will fall into the 20s, and you'll have some sun come out. It'll be sunny and cold Friday, 20, and we'll just call it clouds on Saturday, 25 to 30. Now, you do recall on Monday how one of the models, the Euro model, was forecasting a pretty big snowstorm for Saturday.
Yeah.
While the other model said no. Then on Tuesday, all the models were starting to get together, saying, yeah, it's going to happen. Now today's Wednesday, and everything backed off, including the Euro. The Euro went from double-digit snowfall to not even a trace. So, you know, again, Marshall, I've been telling you, in my opinion, the Euro has not been performing as well as it was. It's as simple as that. But I don't think we're in the woods as much as maybe Long Island, New Jersey, on south for Saturday. The storm is expected to move off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. It's always a trouble spot for us with nor'easters. Usually when they go from Cape Hatteras to Cape Cod, we get blitzed. Well, it's not moving to Cape Cod. It's moving east out to sea. That's the reason why the models are saying we're not going to see anything here. But, I have seen in my 47 years of forecasting, I have seen systems like this in the wintertime really, really surprise people. I'll give you a little story. I worked at a TV station on Long Island many years ago. And on a Friday, the vice president said to me, Pat, could you come out tomorrow? I said, for what? That was a Saturday, it was off. He said, we have arranged for a pilot to take us up in the plane so that you can actually see the topography and the whole cutout of Long Island and help you forecast. I said, oh, that's great. So that Friday, we knew there was going to be a storm off the North Carolina coast moving out to sea. So we just knew it was going to be pretty cold in the teens. That's it. Got up that morning. I'll never forget it. High cirrus overcast. North wind. Temperature 17, 18 degrees. Get in my car. Drive out to Long Island. We get in the plane. We're flying up above. And the pilot's pointing out all these different things. And he says, I said to him, look at that fog coming in along the South Shore. And he said to me, that's not fog, Pat, it's snow. I said, what? He said, it's snow, we have to land. Brought the plane down. When we got down to Islip Airport, It was snowing to beat the band. Now, I said to my vice president, I think I'm going to have to go on the air and do a special here. I said, we didn't expect this. He goes, all right, come on, Pat, we'll set you up. So I got some data, did the special. P.S. 6 hours later, 1 foot of snow. Huh. Not predicted. From a storm over Hatteras moving east out to sea. That's why if anybody is in trouble, it's coastal areas. From the Connecticut shoreline down to Delmarva. That's my opinion for Saturday. Here, I don't think we have a problem. We may have clouds, but that's it. So that's that is the thing that is sitting, as you can hear, in my throat. It's like a frog in my throat. And until I see evidence that it's definitely not coming this way, I'm not going to give up the ship for coastal areas on Saturday.
All right. So anything can happen still.
It's always, that's the world of weather. Anything can happen.
See this big 5G fight now with all these cell companies?
With the airports and the cell companies.
And the cell companies. It's not only that. It's with what 5G does to the radar imaging on the ground as well, where there's 5G sites that are clustered.
Mm-hmm.
It distorts the precipitation models.
Mm.
And that is causing some problems that the National Weather Service wants fixed as well.
And what are they going to do about it?
I have no idea. They've been talking about this for years, but when they put this in, that 5G was going to affect what happens from the radar imaging from space and around airports. But they went ahead and did it anyway, and so now they've got to find a way around it.
Wow. And they went, I'm sure there's a lot of money invested in that, right, Marshall?
Yeah, the first thing they can do is not put any 5G sites near Doppler radar sites and airports. That's the first thing they can do. They can move those sites to different areas.
Right.
And that'll help. But people have been talking about this for years, Pat, for years, that this potentially could happen. And I think that's what's happening with a lot of these forecasts that are going kaplooey and stuff like that.
Maybe you're right.
5G is interrupting and stuff like that and giving some false imaging.
Yeah, I mean, because really, I could tell you now, the Euro back on Monday was giving you and me anywhere from 14 to 18 inches of snow on Saturday.
Well, let's
and hope. it was giving the same amount to Delmarva. And from what I hear down there, the media, the social media down there on Monday was terming it the storm of the century for them. And now they're all backing off. So, you have to be careful the way you utilize the information that is fed to you. Remember, these are computer models. They are not the Bible. You know, this is not the word. All it is guidance. They want you to, you could take a look at it, you could use it as guidance, and then take your knowledge, take your experience, and put it to work. But a lot of these new whippersnappers, they look at this stuff and then they just press their old red panic button and become so dramatic with it. And you have to be careful.
That's because they got all these young bosses that come in and they want people to tune in and get ratings.
Thank you.
Huh? Yeah. All these young people.
You can't do that, Marshall, at the sake of people's lives and property. You know, you have to tell people what you really think is going to happen, and don't blow it up so that they're scared out of their wits. I mean, yeah, when there's reason to, yes, but when there isn't, be cautious. And right now, I'm being cautious.
You know, they put up these charts. Like today is Wednesday, so they'll put up a chart and they'll show precipitation. They call it future cast, like on Thursday and Friday. It's fiction.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's fiction. It's only a guess.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's what forecasting is all about. You know, trying to come up with the best probability to tell people. So, anyhow, we have. I didn't watch any movies, by the way, so I can't give you any movies to watch. And it's been quiet. at 7:30 this morning, I'll take my last antibiotic.
Yeah, I didn't watch any movies yesterday. I did my training session with my trainer, and I'll have one today again this afternoon. And I took a nap, got up, fed the dogs, watched a little evening TV, but not TV, shows like Goliath and stuff like that that are streaming, and then went to bed, basically. So yesterday was a very, very quiet, boring day. Very quiet, boring day.
Oh, poor Marshall.
Nothing wrong with
listen,
that.
Listen, it's better to be bored than to really be going out of your head with problems at the station and everything like that. So it's good.
Absolutely right. And my side effects have come from the steroids. Yesterday, my teeth were hurting.
Yeah.
And today, I have a lump on my tongue.
Oh, jeez.
Honest to gosh, never had a lump on my tongue before, but I got a lump on my tongue.
Yeah, that'll go away.
It'll go away. The teeth are fine now, and hopefully the lump will go away today.
Yeah, use it. Yeah, just, a little mouthwash. That'll help.
Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow and see what's going on.
Okay, you take care, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.